Thank you.
Hey. Last year, Mr. Obama urged U.S. lawmakers to put nation before party in what he called the unfinished task of restoring a basic bargain.
The idea that if you work hard and meet your responsibilities, you can get ahead. No matter where you come from, no matter what you look like or who you love, it is our unfinished task.
At a White House event with students earlier this month, Mr. Obama previewed the theme of this year's address.
I will mobilize the country around the national mission of making sure our economy offers every American who works hard a fair shot at success.
A majority of Americans share concerns about inequality, but Mr. Obama remains a politically polarizing figure with approval ratings the lowest of his presidency. Congressional Republicans who forced a government shutdown last year to protest his health care law still pose substantial resistance. A bipartisan budget deal averted another shutdown, but analyst Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution agrees Mr. Obama's second term may be one of limited expectations.
For the most part, I think the president understands that he's not going to get much out of the Congress unless a miracle happened in the midterm election and Democrats regain control of the House and increase the size of their majority in the Senate. That's highly unlikely.
In 2014, immigration reform stands the best chance of progress. Mr. Obama's effort to strengthen gun control laws and raise the minimum wage remain blocked. Mann says the president should not deliver a long list of goals, but instead focus on rebutting Republican criticisms on health care and the economy.
This is not the time for the laundry list. This is time to think strategically about the limits of State of the Union speeches and about what opportunities he might have.
Mr. Obama is expected to highlight the end of the U.S. combat role in Afghanistan, also diplomatic efforts to end bloodshed in Syria and the removal of chemical weapons without U.S. military action. James Goldgeier, dean of the American University School of International Service, says Mr. Obama is certain to highlight another achievement, the interim nuclear deal with Iran.
And he's going to want to talk about the fact that he got it done. And I think it is also important for him to put on the defensive those people who are questioning the diplomacy, those people who think that since sanctions got us to this point, more sanctions would help us do even better.
Thank you. God bless you.
The White House has mounted a major internet and social media campaign for the speech, which Mr. Obama says will be a bit shorter this year. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.